we just, you know, suddenly there was a ripple through, you know, people who were from the anti-apartheid office and people who knew people in the ANC to say the ANC office had been bombed. And the ANC office in Pentonville Road had been bombed by South African agents. But it did, you know, it damaged the building quite seriously. And, you know, it just sent a ripple of kind of fear and anger also that this could be allowed to happen. You know, how on earth could this happen somehow? And around that time, there were a lot of things happening, threats of kidnap, and Dulcie September was murdered in Paris, the chief representative of the ANC in France, which was really shocking and upsetting because we knew and met her. We met her and knew her here. She was, a lot of women from the Women's Committee knew her well. Yeah, she was assassinated. She was basically shot. And then I think that's still a mystery about who was responsible. But there was this atmosphere of, you know, fear. There were real threats here. And we were aware of security issues. I mean, now we're all talking about, you know, hacking into emails and things. Well, we didn't have emails, but we all were quite convinced that our telephones were tapped. We were careful what we said on the phone. There were always allegations about agents and people infiltrating the movement. So there was a certain amount of suspicion and caution and awareness of security. I'm trying to think of that. I think there were some incidents at the anti-apartheid office, actually. Security was a really big concern in terms of, you know, if there were any break-ins and information was taken. And obviously at the higher levels, people would be, you know, people like Mike Terry and possibly Christabel Gurney as well, would be meeting and discussing strategy and things with people from the liberation movements, and it would be information that would be very useful to the South African authorities. So, I think people were very aware of those issues. There was a list, in fact, which Scotland Yard had. There was a list which, I'm not sure how it was obtained, but Scotland Yard eventually got hold of it. It may have been that the movement got hold of it and gave it to Scotland Yard, even, of ANC people in London who were at risk of kidnap. And we did actually have a visit from Scotland Yard, because George was in the ANC, who, you know, sort of gave us a briefing about security, and we were very aware of things like, you know, not doing the same journey every day, checking under the car for bombs. There was a very, very much a heightened, you know, feeling of danger at that point when that list was circulating. Yeah.